Last weekend, the animated film The Incredibles made a, well, incredible $70 million at the box office. Today, a very different animated movie will open in 40 cities and 91 theaters across the U.S. and Canada. It doesn't have big-name actors, and it's not from a well-known movie studio, but it boasts connections to a higher power. Muhammad, the Last Prophet, is a cartoon biography of the central figure in Islam.
In a world of darkness.
You've a good eye for slaves, Umayyah.
I'll take him.
One man sought wisdom from God. What was revealed to him would change the world.
I keep hearing rumors about Muhammad's secret meetings.
Where do you go every night?
To hear a prophet of God.
We're now joined by Usama Jamal, who's distributing the film in North America for Fine Media Group, and he's in our Chicago bureau. Welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer.
My first question is that I understand Islam actually prohibits a physical depiction of the Prophet Muhammad and other religious figures. So how did the filmmakers get around this?
Actually, it is through his eyes, as if you were walking with him, but you cannot see him. The animation was done such that if he's walking on the street, then you see the camera is walking, and then if he's coming through the mountains, then you see he's coming down the mountain, but you do not see him.
And his voice, his sayings, what he says in the movie.
Again, he's not saying anything, and you won't hear him saying, but you will hear someone else saying, the prophet said so-and-so, but they will never say, you know, hear his voice.
I can imagine that the story of such a revered figure is potentially a controversial topic. You brought on a number of scholars, Islamic scholars, to be advisors?
Correct. It is very critical and very sensitive issue to deal with. You have to have scholars on board to ensure not only the accuracy but the compliance with requirements. Despite all that effort, unfortunately, I was bombarded with emails from Muslims who jumped into conclusion, how dare you make a movie about the Prophet? How dare you show the Prophet? They never seen the movie yet. And out of their zeal, I guess, they just did not wait until they see that the Prophet was not depicted.
The movie has already been shown in other countries. Do you know what the reaction's been?
Yes, indeed. And I think the reaction was overwhelming. We were told that the movie was on the top records for several weeks, especially in Turkey. I know from my own experience, I received hundreds of emails from all over the world. They're asking to have the movie in their cities, and they said, why not here? I'm mentioning like the Netherlands, Holland, France, UK, Pakistan, in China. It was overwhelming. So if that's how I am receiving requests for this movie, when it's going to be shown in their areas, before even releasing it, then I can really be convinced that it has met with a great success in the countries where the movie was shown.
Now, this movie was supposed to have been shown by now in the United States, but it wasn't until now. Why was that?
Ironically, the movie was made in the houses of Hollywood. But it is the last country to see the movie, if you will. And I think part of that was the unfortunate tragedy of 9/11. I don't think it was appropriate at the time to release the movie. And I don't think it was only because it is Muhammad, the Last Prophet, about Islam. I think the whole mood of the nation and the people and the country, I don't think it was much of going out and watching movies. And after that, I noticed that people are interested in learning about Islam and Muslims. And I thought that this movie will serve and will help to explain about Islam, what Islam is all about, and what is the Prophet Muhammad. So I thought it would be very timely.
Now tell me about the special screenings you've arranged.
We have met with resistance to the movie, to be honest with you. In our case, we could not convince them to book the movie. We had to rent the theaters.
And what did they say? Why did they not want to book it?
I wasn't really sure why they did not book the movie. I know that when I tried to even rent the theaters, I faced with difficulties. Some of them refused to rent us their theaters. Some of them did not even respond to our consistent phone calls. Some, they were very friendly, and they were willing to rent us out their theaters. And I take this opportunity to thank the Regal Cinemas. United Artists, Regals, and Edwards, they were very forthcoming and they were very helpful. And we have with them about 60 theaters across the nation.
And the timing of this, these screenings, it has special significance for Muslim Americans.
Absolutely.
It's the end of Ramadan.
It's the end of Ramadan. And always there is a, you know, release. For instance, Polar Express is released about, you know, Christmas time. And other movies have been released on other occasions. Muslims never had something for their occasion, nor that they have ever had a kind of movie, you know, theatrical release, if you will, of any kind. People, you know, they call us, they said, you know, what is this movie? Is it on DVD? They say, well, it's going to be in theaters. And they say, oh, it's in theaters. Really? You mean theaters, theaters? You mean we go there, a big screen? I said, yeah, yeah, it is on big screen. So I can tell that people never used to this, and this will be making history for them.
Usama Jamal is president of Fine Media Group, which is the North American distributor of the animated film Muhammad, the Last Prophet. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jennifer.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.